In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. There is an awful lot of discussion among the traditional movement and among those in the traditional movement about a universal indult. And of course, it is our desire, or it should be our desire, that the old rite be normative in the whole of the Roman Church, that is, in the Western Rite. And by that we mean that we wish that every priest were saying the old Mass. That's ultimately our desire, because we do believe that the old rite of Mass gives a greater glory to God. But there are a few problems with the notion of a universal indult. Don't get me wrong, I'm completely in favor of a universal indult. In fact, it's my hope that they eventually have it. But there are a few difficulties with it that I think that we need to be wary about and that we need to pray over. The first one, which is not something we can really pray over, but it's just something we should be aware of, the term universal indult is an oxymoron. That is, the two terms are contradictory. The term indult means an exemption from universal law. So it's a piece of legislation given that applies only to a particular group. So to say universal indult is tantamount to saying a universal exemption from universal law, which doesn't make any sense. What they should simply do is simply declare what the commission in 1985, which was put together by the current Holy Father, there was a commission in which cardinals came together to discuss whether, the Pope wanted to know whether, the old rite had ever even been abrogated, that is, if it had ever been suppressed by legitimate legislation. The commission came back and unanimously said, no, it was not. Of course, this is all knowledge that I've gained and other priests have gained through various channels about what happened there. Supposedly, also, the Pope asked the commission, can any bishop keep his priest from actually saying the old rite? To which they came back and unanimously said, no. Actual findings of the commission were not released. But I think that rather than putting out a universal indult, it would be better just to release the findings of the commission. There is also difficulties even with the universal indult and also with the releasing of the report of the commission, is that I personally do not believe that the bishops would tolerate it. There could be a problem in the long term if bishops don't actually have control over how the liturgy is performed in their own diocese. Now, obviously, being in the traditional movement, we recognize that it's precisely because the bishops haven't done anything or have been encouraging abuse that we've had the problems. Granted. But the fact of the matter is that you need somebody locally policing the clergy to make sure that they say the Mass properly. Now, that job is ultimately the function or the job of the bishops. And if they don't do their job, well, then there's not a whole lot we can do. I mean, we can appeal to Rome, but usually they'll just kick it back to the bishops. But I don't think the bishops would tolerate every priest having a right to say whichever Mass he wanted for a few reasons. One, that means he wouldn't have control over it. I'm willing to tolerate that scenario if it means in the long term the resurgence of the old rite. But on the other hand, it would also mean that he wouldn't have control over the priests at all regarding which rite, and so it could have an effect pastorally that could be negative, particularly in very liberal areas of the country where the people are completely committed to the new Mass because of the liberal elements in it. It may be the case that allowing a priest just to say the old Mass without any type of discussion with the bishop may cause problems. Now, I realize how strange that sounds, but there is a certain right order in the bishops actually being in charge of it. The second thing is that if the bishops don't have control over it, and if it's just given carte blanche where any priest can say it, it means that you will see very strange things happening in the old rite. Why? Because the priests will be coming from the new rite to the old rite, which means they'll be bringing the principles that govern the new rite to the old rite, and those principles are directly opposed to each other in the two rites. And therefore, you will have very strange things happening. I guarantee it, what will happen, which is already happening now, when bishops tell an older priest or tell a priest who knows Latin, you're going to go say the Latin Mass, and he doesn't want to. So what does he do? He abuses the thing from beginning to end. This is commonly occurring throughout the country. He abuses the mass from beginning to end. He doesn't do it right. He doesn't follow the rubrics. And then when people get dissatisfied, he says, see, that's why we got rid of it, which is, of course, disingenuous, but nevertheless is what's happening. And I am convinced that if they allow the old mass carte blanche, well-intentioned priests will be bringing the principles of the new mass to bear on the old mass. So we shouldn't be surprised if we see, for instance, in the old mass, if this were to happen, communion in the hand at the old mass, altar girls at the old mass, the priest ad-libbing things, although being in Latin is a little more difficult, but what will happen is he'll put things in the vernacular. He'll think it's okay to say the 1965 ritual rather than the 62, which is the one we say here. And so what will happen is, I think, if Rome doesn't put out a document with some teeth behind it, we will end up in a worse situation than we were before. Because instead of the old mass being relatively said properly and reverently, there will be all sorts of abuses. And I am not at all convinced that the bishops, at least given what we've seen recently, for instance at Dallas and in other places, that they would at all make sure that the mass is properly done. In fact, they would probably be happy that there was all sorts of tinkering going on. I'm also convinced that Rome won't police it either. And this means that we should have a certain reservation about the universal indult. I am completely supportive of allowing priests to say the old mass and to have the right to choose that. So therefore I want them to be able to have that right, but I'm not at all convinced that if it's allowed, that it will be done properly. And so as a result, the traditional movement can actually be diluted, that is, affected negatively by it. Lastly, we should not assume that just because a priest is ordained, he therefore has the capacity to say the old rite. Okay, granted, he has the priesthood and can confect the sacrament. Fine. That doesn't give him the proper knowledge necessary to say the old rite. It's a much more complicated rite. And again, as I mentioned before, the principles governing it are very different from the new rite. And so most priests who make the transition from the new rite to the old rite take at least 6 months to 2 years to finally get, and that's saying the old mass exclusively, to get the principles of the new rite out of their mind. So we have to be very cautious about this and pray that if Rome does allow it, which again I hope they do, that two things occur. One, they put very strong restrictions that there cannot be mixing of rites. The rite has to be done properly, and the priest has to know what he's doing. And those are the principles that actually govern the legislation in this diocese regarding priests who want to say it. And as a result, it's been done properly in this diocese by priests who, the younger priests particularly, who want to learn the old rite. And therefore, that's the type of thing we have to pray for. The second thing we have to pray for is that either Rome will put some teeth into the legislation and require the bishops to actually police this thing, and or they will make sure that they set up a commission themselves to police the thing. Because if they don't, it's just going to end up very badly. Because we're in a period of heresy, we're in a period of bad liturgy, and as a result, it's all going to be brought to the old rite, and things will end up worse than they were before. So we must pray for that, but at the same time, we must pray, of course, that one day the old mass becomes normative throughout the universal church, so that you, particularly, it doesn't affect me, because anywhere I go, I get to say the old rite, but you particularly, anywhere you would go in the world, you too would have the option of being to always be able to attend the old rite, which is a thing I think, quite frankly, would be very beneficial for the laity. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.